people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
Providing housing is step one in community development. Providing services, including internet access and basic computer instruction, is a key value-added service that many affordable housing developments now provide thanks to partnerships with One Economy. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on this episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, my guest is Alan Greenlee, Vice President of One Economy California. Welcome, Alan.
Thanks, Joanne. I'm happy to be here.
Great. I'm guessing that you are rather busy since the passage of the federal economic stimulus package that allocates, what is it, $7.2 billion for spending on broadband?
That's correct. And busy, I guess, is kind of an interesting word to use. We have been very busy talking to lots of folks about the opportunity, but the federal government is still in the process of getting their rules and regulations in order. So there have been a number of public hearings, not only in Washington, but regionally. But at this point, there are no rules that sort of dictate how that money is going to be allocated. So,
is that the good news or the bad news?
Well, I'm not real sure exactly. You know, the good news is that it's certainly had created a stimulus, and that lots of people are having lots of conversations. And in fact, it's been very nice opportunity to sort of reach out to folks that you've always wanted to work with, but somehow never got around to it. And so there's a lot of discussion happening. It's very exciting. But at this point, we just don't know how it's going to roll out.
Well, before we dive into the details of what you'd like to see in terms of the breakdown, tell us a little bit about One Economy and what you do.
So One Economy is a national, indeed global, nonprofit organization headquartered in Washington, D.C. We were founded in 2000 by a number of folks who came from the affordable housing and community development world. And our mission is to use technology to connect low-income people to information and resources that they can use to join the economic mainstream. And we do that work in basically three ways. One is that we provide content, online content that is of a public purpose, that is intended for a specific audience, folks of low income. And it talks about the issues that we all care about, money and jobs and health care and school and family issues. And our principal web product is a website called The Beehive, and it has information across all of those areas. But we also developed some new other websites that are intended to address issues and bring different sectors of that same audience into the online world and hopefully into the public purpose media online part of the world and hopefully allow them the opportunity to connect to information and resources that are useful to them.
And I understand you also have some partnerships that result in actually bringing wireless web access to communities.
That's correct. And so then there are a handful of sort of ancillary activities that we undertake. One is connecting people to the Internet, which sort of addresses the issue of access to affordable Internet service. And then there are a handful of activities that we engage in that are all about helping aspiring Internet users take advantage of the Internet service that is available. And we call those adoption activities. On the Internet access side, since about 2002, we've been working with affordable housing developers to build data networks in their apartment buildings that would allow the provision of low-cost Internet service to residents of affordable housing in their home. And there are about 8,000 units of affordable housing in the state of California that One Economy has directly helped connect to the Internet. And as a result of some policy work that we've done, there's about 17,000 units of affordable housing that's connected to the Internet in California.
Well, congratulations. That is quite impressive. I know that you played a major role as well in the Bring IT Home campaign, and my understanding is the results of which are that 42 states adopted policies that help get high-speed Internet service into affordable housing units at no cost at all to residents. What kind of numbers are we talking about in California?
So, the numbers in California are, let me take a step back. The policy is part of a policy of how low-income housing tax credits are allocated by the state of California. And so since 2003, the California Tax Credit Allocation Committee has recognized that internet service is an amenity that they think is important as part of sort of the comprehensive effort to provide decent, safe, and affordable housing. And has recognized that by allowing housers to claim 5 points on their competitive application for tax credits for providing internet service at no cost. What's interesting about that is, as I said before, it's yielded about 17,000 units of affordable housing with internet access provision right now. And we're continuing to work on the public policy front. And that in some ways, it was a major victory at the time when the state of California recognized that infrastructure was important. But what we do know also is that it costs money to operate and maintain those networks over time. And so we're working with some public lending agencies, redevelopment agencies, city housing departments, and other kinds of public lending agencies to amend the rules and requirements associated with the loans that those agencies make so that they recognize that there's an operating cost associated with internet service and maintaining of the network. And hopefully what that will do is allow sort of loosening of budgetary monies so that owners can responsibly keep those data networks up and running so that the residents that live in affordable housing will enjoy free and unfettered internet service that works well.
What's your sense about how all of this stimulus money can be spent to help you accomplish what you've already gotten, a few major steps on the way toward accomplishing?
Yeah, well, our goal at One Economy is to ensure that all housing that's built in the state of California with public dollars have the ability to provide high-speed internet access at a reduced cost to the residents that live there. And so we've been working very closely and with the generous support of the California Emerging Technology Fund and the AT&T Foundation and AT&T in California to sort of refine our internet access model and affordable housing over the last 2 years or so. And we think that with those resources, we've been able to scale quite considerably. In fact, our year-over-year sort of output is increasing, exponentially every single year. And right now we have a goal of ultimately connecting 30,000 low-income households to internet service in the home.
So you're about halfway there, right?
We're about halfway there. We think that the stimulus money, particularly the broadband deployment money, which in the language of the legislation is available to make broadband available to unserved and underserved communities, and we think that because of the statistics on penetration rates for internet service in affordable housing in low-income neighborhoods, we see affordable housing as a perfect mechanism to sort of get to that clientele. It's a way to aggregate people because they live in a affordable housing project. It's an industry that is mature and has a way to interact with itself. So there are regional organizations that represent the affordable housing community. There are also big public housing authorities and large portfolio holders that we want to look to partner with to apply for some of this broadband deployment money to make sure that internet service amenity is available to the folks that live in the developments these owners have.
Alan, what are some of the other areas in which this stimulus money is going to be spent?
Well, under the section of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that deals with broadband deployment, the money basically splits into two agencies, the U.S. Department of Agriculture through the Rural Utilities Service and the Department of Commerce through the National Telecommunications and Information Agency, or the NTIA. And then once the money gets to those locations, there, as I said, the majority of the money is for broadband deployment into underserved and unserved communities. But there are a couple of other what I'll call set-asides, if you will. So the big and important one from our perspective is the broadband adoption resources. So there's about $250 million to support broadband adoption programs. And so one of the other things that we're doing with the resources of AT&T and the California Emerging Technologies Fund is we are working in selected communities throughout the state to work on a technology-based, comprehensive community development activity. So it's an add-on to a larger community development activity in the community, but it has a technology bent to it. And right now we're operating in seven communities, and we'll be selecting an additional three around the middle or towards the end of this year that will start in 2010. And we call those 21st century communities. And so those communities have internet access options available to them, but they also have adoption activities available to them also. So we run, for example, a technology-based youth leadership program called the Digital Connectors Program, which allows young residents of the community to not only get leadership skills, stipends, and computers at the end of the program, but also to provide a public benefit in that they teach their friends and neighbors how to use computers and the internet. So we, if you took a typical affordable housing complex, and most of those places have a lab or a community center, Digital Connectors Program sort of establishes itself there and runs the lab hours. Meanwhile, the kids are getting sort of solid job leadership skills and stipends and computers, and then the residents of the building are getting training that will allow them to make best use of that free internet access.
And at Eden Housing, we've even seen yet another benefit from all of this. Last year alone, approximately 50 kids were in the Digital Connectors program in Eden Housing Developments in Livermore, San Jose, and Antioch, and I think also East Palo Alto. And that additional benefit is that these kids are then able to teach other people, including elderly people or, you know, new immigrants who have no ability to look for a job without the internet, and they're able to help them and, you know, maybe make minor repairs on their computers. So it's really a domino effect.
Absolutely. And then, you know, and I have to say, you know, at this point, it's actually a great point you raise. I mean, Eden has embraced the Digital Connectors program in a way that only a few other organizations have across the country, and they really have made a great impact, as you indicate, with, you know, the numerous programs that they're operating now, and we're just happy to have been part of that partnership.
Well, we congratulate you on all this work that you do and hope that you get a nice big chunk of this broadband stimulus money so that you can continue to do this work and get access to more and more low-income people around California and, of course, elsewhere around the nation.
Well, I would like to say thank you so much for that, but I would like to say also that, you know, to the extent that that this opportunity resonates with any of the folks that are listening to the podcast, I'd be happy to make myself available for conversations. I mean, I'm basically traveling the state these days talking to folks about, you know, what we see as an opportunity, what we understand from the legislation, and we have a full-blown government affairs office in Washington, D.C. that's following this activity very closely. The state of California has its own kind of infrastructure that it built that works through the Chief Information Officer, the Public Utilities Commission, and the California Emerging Technology Fund. So there's a dynamic there to understand a little bit more. In fact, on May 5th, we'll be holding a workshop in conjunction with the Southern California Association of Nonprofit Housing, SCAMP, to talk about this, utilization of federal stimulus dollars to provide broadband access and affordable housing, and to supplement that access with adoption activities like the Digital Connectors program. We'll also be making a presentation about this at the Housing California conference, and we're working with the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California to pull something together also.
Excellent. Alan Greenlee, Vice President of One Economy California, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Thank you. It was great fun.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.